This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous over the last over 40 years. The Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries.
Real super hardcore evil demons have taken over, and they've already got China and 1.5 billion people.
I'm here to meet one of the 10 million people who've seen the dark side of the social credit system. Investigative journalist Leo Hu. His poor social credit rating has shut down his travel options and confined him to effective house arrest in Chongqing.
WeChat started as a messaging app, then it transformed into Chinese Facebook, and then it added a ride-hailing service similar to Uber to its platform, and then it added banking services to its platform, and now you can use it as an ID. This will make your life very convenient, but at the same time, it also becomes very convenient for state security to track you. To combat message interceptions, they talk through emojis. A half-fallen rose means someone has been arrested. A dark moon means they are going to prison camps. A sun emoji means they are alive, and a flower means they have been released.
China is positioning itself to lead the world in artificial intelligence. Surveillance technology is a key proving ground. Facial recognition, body scanning, and geo-tracking, matched with your personal data and online behavior, will power the social credit system, leaving no dark corner to hide in.
And you could say, well, this is just innovation. But it's not innovation the way it's being done. It's absolute tyranny. And now it's here. And guess who created the bill? Senator Blumenthal. The quarterbacks, the government operations against me on record with the Carnegie Endowment and the CIA.
This bill is designed to make sure that they have your home address before you can actually post about anything on the internet. The bill is Senate Bill 1409. 40 senators have sponsored it, Republicans and Democrats. This isn't a left or right issue. This is a speech issue. And they call the bill the Kids Online Safety Act, or COSA for short. But in reality, this is some garbage to make sure that they know where you live when you post.
Whether you're a conservative or a liberal or whatever you are, there are so many people going along with the New World Order who even know it's real, but they think, well, I'll just go along with it and I'll have a better lifestyle if I go along with it. No.
Because we see what is happening in China right now with the social credit score, where the government is monitoring and surveilling all the people from the beginning to end. Everything that they do, everything, everywhere where they walk, it's they control everything and they watch everything. This is the example of a tyranny. When the government knows everything about you, where you go, what you eat, where you enter, that's a tyrannical system. And we've seen this system being implemented right now under the leadership of Ursula von der Leyen, slowly but surely in the European Union. The green certificate was just the first step. There are a few more proposals right now under debate in the parliament. All these things that are creating a system that will monitor, control, supervise, and condition the rights of all the European citizens.
The heart of the Mark of the Beast system is a worldwide internet ID. The UN's already standardized it. Communist China standardized it. And it's the internet ID that's tied to your smartphone, your smart devices, your car, your ability to get on airplanes, get hotels, have insurance, have a job. And then that's tied to your carbon tax, your vaccine passport tax that operates and gets its orders from your social credit score. The foundation and the structure of the entire system is based on the internet ID that is then tied to your digital ID. Jeff Bezos, Amazon-owned Whole Foods, is announcing worldwide in the next 3 months they're putting palm scanners in to be able to buy and sell. And in many Whole Foods and other grocery stores in Europe, they're already making you scan your phone or your hand to get into the grocery stores, not just Whole Paycheck, as Whole Foods is known. So this is already being set up for a long time. Now they're getting ready to go, oh, you didn't know? Under law, there's a whole history of what you search and what you do and where you go. We're talking about a republic that we're losing, and it's being destroyed by design. And now global corporations think we're a bunch of dumb animals, and they'll incentivize accepting the world government, cashless society, programmable central bank digital currencies, and ESGs, and the rest of them. because we get little credits and little prizes up front to be the first suckers to grease the skids over the cliff into Hades. I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truths you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Every medical system in the modern world, not just in the United States, is under the control of the globalist big bank, Carnegie, Ford, IBM, Combine, that Bill Gates is the front man for when he's not hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein trying to compromise scientists. And so now alpha gals everywhere, and 500,000 Americans can't eat meat all of a sudden, and there's ticks everywhere. Even in countries that don't have it, suddenly the tick bit them, and they can't eat meat anymore. And here's the headlines. Bill Gates funds research in genetically engineered cattle ticks. Now, at least 450,000 Americans have red meat allergies from alpha-gal syndrome caused by tick bites. But what did I show you yesterday? The FDA and the CDC's own website admitting that vaccines contain alpha-gal and are causing it in their studies. But that's on the FDA and CDC websites. That's not on the news. Isn't that sweet? And then we've got all this other news. Monkey virus, DNA found in COVID-19 shots. And that's according to people that run the government programs, like Dr. Stephen E. Greer, microbiologist Kevin McCarron. Turns out the spike protein mRNA are not the only hazards of these injections. His team discovered simian virus 40, SV40, in the shots. You hear that? CCMB taps green monkey to culture virus, make COVID vaccine. There's the Times of India. So they admit they used the monkeys that are infected with this to make these vaccines, but it's okay. Uganda acquires green monkey cells for COVID-19 vaccine development. What ingredients for the COVID-19 vaccine? Pfizer, BioNTech vaccine. It's all right here. We're showing you the actual documents. And here's the non-food products, according to the CDC and FDA, that may contain alpha-gal. Bovine extract used in all these different products. Here's from the CDC, alpha-gal in the shots. The next pandemic could spring from the U.S. meat supply. New report finds, USA Today, products that may contain alpha-gal. Alpha-gal syndrome is a type of food allergy. It makes people allergic to red meat and other products made from mammals. They're making us allergic to what we eat and allergic to ourselves. And here is an overhead shot of the CDC Vaccine Expert Summary, Appendix B. Experts include U.S. vaccines, Bivaccine. What has alpha-gal in it? and it lists all these different vaccines that have the alpha gal in them. Shot after shot after shot after shot after shot after shot. After shot, after shot, after shot, after shot, after shot, after shot, after shot. I mean, you want me to read these off to you? Take about 5 minutes. Why don't you just type that in and go to the CDC website for yourself? It's on the FDA website, too. Oh, but Snopes says it's not true. Prevalence of alpha-gal, IgE, and mammalian meat allergy in COVID-19 vaccines study. That's out of PubMed. Here's Health and Human Services. Here's another one. The results support the proposal of developing interventions such as probiotics based on commercial bacteria with gal epitomes to modify the mitochondria, the microbiota, and increase gal-induced protective immune response and reduce severity to COVID-19. Increase a gal-induced protective immune response and reduce severity of COVID-19. Your body is attacking a protein that's in you and that it's in moo. Wow. See what I'm talking about now? Cancer viruses, cow protein, all of it being injected into you, and old Billy Boy's genetically modifying the ticks and releasing them, and the mosquitoes and releasing them to protect us, of course. Isn't that darling? It really is darling. Bill Gates is such a nice, nice man. The meat of the matter, understanding and managing alpha-gal syndrome. And even if you don't take the shots, you can be shed on and become allergic to beef and lamb because they're red meat or other venisons like white-tailed deer or mule deer or antelope or axis deer, any red meat. And they're all over the news laughing confidently. Soon you're not going to be eating red meat. You're going to be eating bugs. And we're like, you're crazy, man. You're never going to get us to stop eating delicious cheeseburgers. And they said, really? Hold my beer, you bastards. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it sweet? Well, I'm done talking about that now for today. Kind of a big deal. You know, injecting you with a cow protein in the shot. In their own government documents saying we're going to cause an autoimmune response to alpha gal. When alpha gal is exactly what the spike protein is made out of. And now we get the picture. Some people, it grows in out of control, embeds itself in the cells. Your body then eats holes in your arteries, your capillaries, and your veins, and your brain, and your lungs. And then some people get sterilized or both. Some people have a heart attack. Some get myocarditis. Some get a stroke. It's like Oprah goes, you get a car. You get a car. It's like, you get a blood clot. You get a stroke. You get a heart attack. You get myocarditis. You get autoimmune disease. How sweet it is. And then it's not uniform because half the people aren't even given it. The other 40% are given a watered-down version. It's only 10% or less that get the special sauce. And you know when they pick you up, you're in a financial collapse, or they take you away to a FEMA center because you're protesting lockdowns, as they say all the world are going to do. It's all unified UN run. You just know that the political dissidents are going to get the special, juicy hot shot. And since it kills you on average in a couple months or a couple years, depending on your physiology, well, they let you out in a few weeks out of the camp. And then you go back home and you die later. Because if they had you in camp shooting you, the jail guards would say, this is wrong. Or, but if it's a ventilator killing you, or you're dying of the shot months or years later, it's all so trendy. It's all so liberal. So, you have been warned. And remember, big tech and the intelligence agencies and the whole system are going to work around the clock to make sure you didn't just get the last hour of information, to make sure they can quietly strangle you to death with these weapons. You may want to roll over and die. I don't, but I know this. God's watching. And if we don't stand up for the children and stop this, it's on our souls. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
In studio for an hour and a half. Coming up, start of the next segment, we're going to go all into the transgenderism, transhumanism, and more with Blair, who is a very smart, nice person who I like and who is a friend of mine, and will dispel all the disinformation out there, or that I'm a hypocrite. I've never been a hypocrite about this. I don't hate transgender people. I don't hate gay people or anybody. I hate heterosexuals, homosexuals that go after children, and I hate people that go after children and try to mutilate them, and so does Blair. So let's be clear where I've always stood and who I am, and I've never been a hypocrite about it. I love everybody as long as they don't attack children. But I'll also tell them I think they're doing something, you know, that's destructive. And I've done plenty in my life. I'm not throwing stones in glass houses here. So we'll talk to Blair, in-depth discussion coming up. Looking forward to it. Okay. So let's talk turkey here. I went and did the press conference Tuesday with Stephen Crowder. It was a big deal, made a lot of headlines. Crowder was attacked all over the news after it. And I want to explain why this is so important and why it's a game changer. I want people to listen to me carefully, because I don't say things I don't mean. I don't hype things. We have incredible things going on that are amazing. They hype themselves. So let me explain something here. Infowars.com, and this whole show is barely in the black, but we're going through bankruptcy. People thought I'd be shut down a year ago. You thought, well, he's gone, and support went down when I declared bankruptcy. Even though I went on air and I said it's Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, emergency organization, and if we go through this successfully, which is happening, had big court victories last Tuesday in court, because this is not a kangaroo court, this is a real judge. The other side's apoplectic. This is going to stay on the air indefinitely because of your support. But the real chink in the armor is me. My lawyers, who are great bankruptcy lawyers, said, you're going to lose in this kangaroo court in Connecticut. You need to declare bankruptcy now. But I didn't. The company did before that. So when they created that $1.5 billion at that level, it becomes a whole nother ball of wax on dischargeability. But at the end of the day, they can't take your house or car in Texas, so I don't even care about money. I care about truth and justice and freedom. Money's just a tool to fight tyranny. So I'm okay there, except for the fact that the court ruled I got to pay half the legal bills for Free Speech Systems. And because of some canary and some stuff going on internally that I'm not going to get into on air at this time, I went and spent my last $900,000 a year ago to buy the Platinum line of products. And they're great products. But that's all held up, and the money from that's held up. And so I'm unable to even get that to pay the bills, and I'm completely out of money. In fact, I'm upside down. I'm having to fight all these appeals. I'm having to pay for the bankruptcy. I'm having to do everything. So the chink in the armor is that Alex Jones is out of money. But the folks doing our bankruptcy and doing a great job, they've approved me being able to do a once-a-week show that's going to end up being at least an hour of the show a day, and reporters and crew, and expanding when it's successful, which it already is, on Crowder's end. And then part of that money goes to Alex Jones. So when you go to JonesCrowder.com, we'll put it full screen for you, that takes you right to the sign-up page to get 8 different talk show hosts that they have. A gun expert, Stephen Crowder, all his programs, Brian Kellen, the list goes on and on, Nick DiPaolo, and other shows they're adding, the Hodge Twins, you name it. You go get one membership, but when you buy it with one click at JonesCrowder.com, the majority of the money goes to free speech systems to keep us on air. And part of it then goes to me. So you can go watch Crowder and all his shows right now. I'll do my first three-hour special show next week, and that's what I'm finally going to do, the PowerPoints, the live events. It's not going to be one show a week, folks. It's going to be so much. You can grab clips out of it, share it. It's going to be great. And I'm going to do it where part of the show is free, part of the show is subscription, and this is where you're funding the tip of the spear. So it keeps us on air. It lets me be able to continue to fight. And Stephen has a vision, and he's a great guy, but he's under attack, to have hundreds of shows. And we're partnered with Rumble. That is the only main challenge now to YouTube and is getting incredible success with everybody from, I mean, the list goes on and on, from the Tate brothers to Dan Bongino to Crowder to so many. I mean, Crowder routinely has 3-4 million viewers a day on Rumble alone, and they're unable to censor that going into this key campaign season when you know they're going to go crazy with the censorship. So you want us to build an alternate internet? You want us to build an infrastructure? We've got it. We're the ones that have delivered. Thanks to your support, we delivered together. So now is the time to go to JonesCrowder.com, right to that link, and to become a member. Comes out to like $8 a month. Get a year membership. Get 1 month free when you sign up with promo code Alex. This is beyond critical. You want us to stay on air? You want us to fight? You want us to win? You want to not lay down the New World Order? Everyone listening to me must make the decision, if you want to win this fight, to go to JonesCrowder.com right now. I could do another GoFundMe with a banner there. I could do another Give, Send, Go and get the money I need from straight donations to pay my legal bills. But I'd rather you get all the nine shows that I've been added. And then it always takes me longer to do what I'm going to say, but I always do what I'm going to say. I have what most popular shows we do that we never do because of time and energy and crew, but that's what this is going to fund, is I'm going to start doing PowerPoints, walking around on the big screen like an Apple presentation and devastating. I'm going to start doing events with members. I'm going to start doing a reality show that's a real reality show. We've got so much planned here where a portion of the money goes for crew and infrastructure and more shows. A portion goes to fund the infrastructure and free speech, and then a portion goes to fund yours truly. Because I'm happy if I can pay my grocery bills and have insurance and a car and a house. I don't care past that. I don't measure myself by how much money I got in the bank, but I put everything I've got in this fight. So when you go to JonesCrowder.com and you become a member, the promo code Alex get a free month. You are literally on the front lines of the fight and are just as important as I am, or Stephen Crowder is. And everybody else over the years has been scared. Then the worm turned about 3-4 months ago, and all the major outlets, other than Daily Wire, offered me a job and wanted to work with me and have me do a show with them. But I went with Crowder because he wanted to do this a year ago and told me he was going to leave the Blaze and told me about his vision and wasn't scared to have us on and wasn't scared to get censored because he did it. So I like Stephen. He lives right here in Texas. We're working with him. InfoWars goes on. We're going to expand with this. It funds InfoWars. It funds Crowder creating an infrastructure and a team for me that's totally separate and new that will interface with my regular team, and it funds InfoWars. So if you want us to stay in the fight, I'm asking for your help right now. I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, on my knees to defeat these pedophiles, to go to JonesCrowder.com right now. Use promo code Alex, get a free month. Do it. Take action. I'm in your hands. You're in your own hands. It's up to you now whether you want to step to the plate and accept this mission. Please go to JonesCrowder.com now. Promo code Alex. Take action now.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to
to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from, made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already at the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
When castles towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
The year is 1995, and Infowars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, Infowars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
More than 8 years ago that I first became aware of Blair White when she exploded onto YouTube. And Blair said, hey, leftists and pedophiles don't speak for, quote, transgenders. And I remember interviewing Blair White, and Blair's been on the show many times over the years. I've been on Blair's show a few times as well. In fact, it was the only show I ever got truly drunk on and passed out on. So Blair's here for the next hour and a half. I appreciate you, fellow Austinite now. Lived here a few years. Great to have you here. You and Michael Malice and Joe Rogan, you know, co-hosting, doing a great job. We co-hosted here about a year ago with the Tim Pool. That was amazing.
So fun.
And so I just want to say this up front. There are people that watch this show, and it became a big issue a few months ago, saying Jones is a hypocrite. He hates transgender people, he hates gay people, he hates everybody, but then he's nice to Blair White. That's all a media lie. I don't care if you're heterosexual, homosexual, whatever you are, black, white, old, young, as long as you're not a communist, as long as you're not targeting children, and Blair, since I've known Blair 8 years, was speaking up about this targeting, that Blair's a good person.
Before anyone else, by the way. Like, before it was a national topic, before, you know, every headline was about trans kids and which states are banning, whatever, I was talking about this forever ago. So
let's talk about you instead of me ranting here. I just want to say you've been my friend, good friend since you moved to Austin, but I had you on. I was lucky to have you as one of the first people to ever interview you, really.
Yeah, I think literally the first, actually. You had me on 8 years ago, and it was remote. So this is my first time actually in studio. Beautiful studio. And the reason why I've always enjoyed, you know, filming stuff with you, or we did an event like at the Vulcan on 6th Street here in Austin, is because, first of all, I'm loyal to people who are loyal to me, and people send me clips all the time of you defending. It's in force. So, you know, it's like I defend you too, because you're right. It is a media lie that you're this hateful person. You know, I've never seen it. And I've known you for a couple of years.
Well, the bottom line is you're not hurting anybody, and you're not like Big Pharma targeting kids with shots or any of this. So before we get into all the news and things that are happening, tell us about yourself and your journey in your life politically, culturally, spiritually, and where you are now and just your view on the world today.
Yeah, so I'm 29 years old, and I transitioned 9 years ago, and I've been on YouTube for about 8 years, and it's been really sort of my entire purpose of my career is to stop the medicalization of children, among other things. You know, I talk about politics in general, but one of the things I'm most passionate about is this big pharma takeover of, you know, a very tiny community, which is now exploding due to the fact that it's not actual. That's been a huge main focus. But other than that, I don't know. I'm from California, Austinite now. That was one of the best decisions of my life to move to Texas. And Yeah, just here.
Well, I mean, let's just get this out on the table.
Let's do it.
The system will grab on to any group or any organization, but the big elephant in the room is this. We would always hear 20 years ago, it's not a decision, it's biological that people are gay.
Right.
And so I decided to research that, and it's always happened in history, and it's gone in every culture. And we don't hate anybody as long as, you know, consenting adults. It doesn't mean we're not passing some religious judgment. All I'm saying is we're not attacking people for decisions they've made. That's up for God to decide. But we know the chemicals in the water and the food are affecting embryos in their mothers, particularly in the first few weeks, that are changing, at least in brain physiology, the minds of children. And it changes the minds of frogs, fish, other mammals. So it really is true that that's going on and that is happening. And so when I first talked about this decades ago, they would attack me all over the news because they were really scared that I was pointing it out. But now Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has talked about it and so much more. So we're not saying people are bad because of the proclivity of what has happened in a genetic mutation in the embryo. Because all embryos, for those who don't know, starts out as female. And in the first few weeks, it then shifts and then expresses. It's why men have nipples. It's literally, we start out as a female. This is all mammals do. And then it depends on the XY chromosome, we shift over to that. They are literally knowingly putting chemicals out that do this. So we have to understand this has been done. We can't hate the people it's been done to. It's up to them to decide now what they want to do. But the system then coming after children, mentally ill children, autistic children, that aren't showing the genetic event, to then target them is part of something larger that I see as the sterilization of children. And that's really what they admit this is the popularization of sterilizing children. That's why they need to become adults like you did. They need to make a decision as an adult. So I'm going to shut up because I'll talk forever, but I watch your show all the time. You're just as well spoken as I am when I'm not interrupting. So I'm going to shut up for the next 10 minutes, Blair.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, it's one of the things that I get the most backlash for is my stance on trans kids and how there is a social contagion happening. There is a, you know, media-fueled, government-fueled push to, you know, put kids through this pipeline of sterilization, of surgery, of hormones. And it's just so crazy to me because, you know, like I said earlier, I transitioned as an adult. This is the conclusion I came to, that was right for me. I'm all about, you know, individualism and bodily autonomy and just doing what's right for you. And unfortunately, these kids aren't doing what's right for them in almost every case. It's what's being told for them to do. You know, there's a very sick and twisted lie that is told to the parents of these kids and to the kids themselves, which is that, you know, I'm sure you've heard, like, do you want a trans kid or a dead kid is what they say. And it's like, why would you put that dichotomy, that false dichotomy in front of these kids?
Transition or you're dead.
Right. You're putting that in their head. You're making them feel like those are their two options. And frankly, I mean, any person, any human being who is, you know, concerned at all, whether subconsciously or consciously, with self-preservation and living, they're going to choose to be trans over dead. So, you know, it's brainwashing. And I wish I fully understood why.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
That's a fraud. But we see somebody that has transitioned, and a woman, by every aspect, and I think people kind of like get like, okay, somebody made that decision because that is actually what they were. And if people can realize, if it's not attached to a political thing, we don't hate you. We think, oh, that makes sense. Blair White, you know, looks like a woman, is a woman, compared to what these giant men are who just want to be in general population with women in prison.
Right, and that's the unfortunate part, is that we have this society that is obsessed with tolerance at all costs, obviously, and inclusion of all at all costs, and so there are literal, you know, convicts and people who commit crimes, sometimes violent ones, that understand that at the very least, them saying all of a sudden that they're trans is going to maybe not get a sentence reduction, but it's going to place them in a little bit of a nicer prison. Going to place them in a little bit of a nicer situation. And, you know, a lot of them are also, that's the other thing. Okay, if we want to go deep, there's really several types of trans people. Trans. There are people who felt that way from a very young age and then whatever, like me. And then there are people who do it for a fetish and it's like a sexual thing. And those are the ones that are attracted to women. And those ones are very different. Those are the ones that, like, there's going to end up.
They're the perverse in the bathroom.
100%, 100%. Whereas for me, you know, there was nothing ever sexual about it. It was just about who I was and what I wanted to do.
I would say, like, you put you in front of 10,000 people, they say that's a woman. Do you think it was the chemicals that we know the studies are there that embryonically put you that direction?
I'm not writing it off. I mean, I've thought about it a lot. I think, like, okay, so what caused this, because it's clearly an anomaly, right? Even at best, you know, the trans community.
But we shouldn't be mad at you for that. This is who you are.
Right. I mean, a society has room for anomalies. I think the problem is when you try to make anomalies normal. In by definition, it's not normal.
Whoa, that is heavy. Exactly. I don't hate the anomaly that's obviously legitimate. I hate a forced thing on our children.
Right. And, you know, your audience is very smart. And even though they may be predisposed to be like, what is going on with this? At the same time, they're smart and they have nuanced opinions about things. And so with society, they can understand that a society is always going to have anomalies. There's going to be people that don't fit into certain expectations. And the disarray comes when you try to normalize it to the extent of teaching it in schools, putting it in curriculum. You know, it's one thing to teach your kids that when they, you know, as they go through life, they're going to see people that are different than them or gay or trans or whatever. It's another to be like, so what do you identify as to a 4-year-old? Like, that's nuts. You know, it's planting a seed of doubt. So, you know, being anomaly isn't normal. And I don't think not being normal is a bad thing. Like, you're not normal.
Definitely not. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this then. What is it like to watch giant biological men in boxing and MMA and swimming in track and field in everything literally beating the snot out of biological women? I've heard you talk about it. Like, they're hijacking and saying you represent them. You don't support that.
No, no, no. It's sick, really. I mean, it's like an SNL sketch. It's just like a joke. It's you can believe your own two eyes when you look at it and you see that it's a problem. You don't have to go into the weeds of, well, what do hormones do? And what about, you know, the height or the bone mass or whatever? You can list out all those facts of why a biological male is always going to have an advantage, but you don't have to even do that because you can just see it. Like, you look at Leah Thomas standing next to the women in the competition and it's like,
yeah, pull up Leah Thomas. Like, he's like 3 feet taller.
Right.
Whereas your bones look like a woman. So I think, like, biologically, people say, like, it's like, well, you look like a woman. I mean, this dude is a dude. I mean, it's...
Right, and it's, you know, if he didn't do the trans thing, it's like he'd be like a hot dude. Like, he's like...
Whatever. He's a buff dude.
Yeah.
He's bigger than most men. I mean...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You saw him, yeah, I mean, look at this. It's ridiculous. It's like Andre the Giant versus girls.
100%. And, you know... All of that does is portray to the community, the world community, right? Like, just regular society, that this, you know, small community of people, you look at how white liberals co-opt every single group, and trans is one of them. So I would challenge people to, there's a lot of crazy trans people on the internet, but next time you see like a crazy thing being 90% of the time, it's some white liberal woman who just is, you know, co-opting the group and it feels comfortable to speak, and then she'll attack me for having my own.
Well, it's like if some KKK member says, I want to kill black people. That's not white people.
Right, right, 100%. And the other thing is, I'm a double anomaly in the sense of usually trans people who actually transition like myself, they don't want to be on camera like this. They don't want to have a career in the public. They want to blend into society. So that's the other thing stacked against them is... They don't speak out because what's in it for them, you know?
So it's perfect. It's still their identity.
Oh, it's perfect. It's a small group. And then even within that, the ones that are really trans usually just want to live, you know, quiet lives. Whereas, you know, I'm out here running my mouth every day, but that's just because I'm called to do it. So
how has the left responded to you?
Oh, my God. How much time have you got?
We have a lot of time.
Death threats on death threats on death threats. FBI calls on FBI calls. People showing up at my house. I've been doxxed every single place I've lived since I've started this. You know, I do speaking events sometimes, and they'll come with, like, bike locks in their hands, like the kind that you would just, like, bash someone over the head with. Like, it's just crazy, you know. And so for me, I grew up in a very small conservative town. And so I feel like because of that, I had maybe a bit of a resentment towards that archetype of person. Because in the beginning, that kind of person was the person who was kind of against me. I was getting bullied a lot as a kid. But as I got older, I realized those people really hold society together, not because, you know, their kids were being, you know, jerks, but because there are so few people with morals anymore. And if you get that from religion, if you get that from God, I'm so happy about that. Because, you know, the past few years, I think we've seen what happens when people just have no higher purpose and no, you know, desire for goodness. It's like they burn cities down.
I totally agree with you. And so what I'm saying to viewers and listeners, my viewers get this, 90% of them, you're not the enemy. And this is, it is true, folks. The chemicals, I don't know if it's your case, Blair, but it's happening. We can't hate people that are confused because these chemicals were dumped on them. It's a fact that's happening. So instead of them, they're confused, this is happening, and the globalists come in and say, we're going to cut you up, we're going to hate you, you know, we're going to say you're under attack, be with us. We need to lovingly care about everybody and then scientifically look at what's going on here. And then people that have gone through this, then not hate them, but actually embrace them.
Yeah, you know, the more I think about it, because we've had these conversations before about, like, the chemicals in the water and if that was a factor in, like, what ultimately made me this way. And I think it probably was, because at the end of the day, I was 4 years old, still had the same mannerisms, still had the same, like, walk. My voice didn't even drop, like, when I hit puberty. It's straight up, this has been my voice my entire life. So it's like, yeah, I clearly incurred some sort of, like, feminization through chemicals.
Well, I mean, the chemicals do that in mammals and frogs. It's a male biologically, but it has a female build. I mean, it's female.
Right, and if you're dealing with that in the best way you know how, which involves, you know, I paid for my transition my entire self, like, you know, if someone chooses to deal with that in the way they deal with it, it's like, who is anyone to, like, be mad about?
We've heard the horror stories. I don't want to get personal, but what?
Yeah, we can.
Was yours horrible, or was it okay, or?
Like the surgeries and stuff?
Yeah.
No. I've had like 100% success rates, recovery rates. Like everything's been great. But you know, that's not the case for everyone, obviously.
Well, all I know is we're all being biologically changed right now. We need to admit they're doing it to us.
Yeah.
And then not hate people that it's happened to. We need to admit it's happening.
Yeah, 100%. There's no point in being in denial about anything in life. And that can seem hypocritical for people who don't really have a lot of familiarity with the subject, but, you know, I'm one of those people who 100% knows I'm biologically male, 100% is okay with it, and I've actually never understood why I shouldn't be okay with that. Like, in terms of, like, yeah, I can, you know, alter my appearance and live the way I want, but, like, what is the shame in being like, yeah, that's where I started?
Well, I gotta say, out of all the transition people I've seen, you know, on TV and everywhere, I mean, I think, like my genetics says this is a woman. And but whether you're, well, whatever you're a human that God made. And so what I'm concerned about is these new babies that are, oh, gay men don't want a woman, two men splice for genetics. Well, not a woman, it's not mitochondrial DNA, it's not a person. It may look like a person, it may walk around, but this is the least of our issues is people, you know, like you. I mean, we're all Blair White. I mean, we're all being, I mean, like this meat allergy they're giving us, they're jacking with all of us.
Yeah, and look at like how many kids have autism now.
Yeah.
Look at how many kids are dealing with issues. And then,
yeah, you're lucky you just had this effect. Yeah. You're like an X-man or X-woman. Imagine what the kids are, can't even talk. That's
what's so scary. Like, I look at, you know, the way, like, the next generation is. And, you know, it's not only just the way they've been sort of altered chemically and societally, but also, you know, these have them looking like they have no attention span. They can't hold a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. They call them cyborgs. The globalists brag. So you're a biological man that feels like they're a woman, who looks and acts like a woman, and is a great person. We're already cyborgs with this. People are pissed off that men think they're women. Well, we're already a cyborg.
Right. Everyone's a whole robot. But also, what happened to, I was just thinking about this the other day. There used to be so many, you know, news stories about.
Hold on. Let's come right back.
Okay, yeah.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.